The big question that people commonly ask is, why should I meditate? Now, from a traditionalist point of view, if you were in the ancient world and you walked up to most people who knew something about meditation and you asked them, why should I meditate? Kind of with the attitude of, why should I buy this? They would say, you shouldn't meditate and you should leave. Because the attitude of that you're going to get something from meditation is actually the problem that meditation is trying to solve. As long as someone's looking to get something, they now are on a treadmill where they will be dissatisfied for the majority of their life, and if you believe in reincarnation, for hundreds and thousands of lives to come. I can discuss some of the things that will happen, most likely, if you do meditation. But the idea that you do meditation to get something, save that for getting a car, for getting money, for buying a shirt, a plane ticket, or a vacation. Leave it out of meditation. The Buddha meditated not to get something. The Buddha meditated to become free of the need to get something. Same thing with Taoism. But some things are very practical. Modern science is showing that now if you do meditation, it will lower your blood pressure. It will reduce stress. And yet, meditations of many kinds. It's been shown that if you go Om Coca-Cola, Om Coca-Cola, Om Coca-Cola, Om Pepsi, and you say that over and over and over again, it will lower your blood pressure. Now, I don't know what that has to do with spirituality, but if you do it, it will work. And if that doesn't work for you, you probably would work if you said, Om General Motors, Om General Motors, Om General Motors, Om Ford. We live in a world where we're constantly chasing after everything on the outside. Meditation is about peace. It's about finding joy and happiness inside yourself. You will never find peace in any external object. Any external object you get, you will most likely become bored with it, and it will lose its appeal. But meditation can take you to where you can free yourself from your demons, and people have demons, demons that tear them apart. And being free of your demons is actually a very valuable thing in life. It can free you from your incessant wants and desires, which keep you spinning like a hamster in a cage, seeking one after the next, so that every time you get the one you wanted, you're happy with it for 5 minutes before you crave the next one. Meditation, eventually, can take you to a sense of compassion and a sense of balance and a sense of wisdom. These are things that are valuable about meditation. Meditation can teach you to let go of the things that, frankly speaking, you probably know you'd really be better off without. Most people don't really want to hate. Most people don't want to be angry all the time. Well, be angry a little bit of the time, that's fine. But most of the time, it makes you miserable. It makes the inside of your body feel poisoned. Does anybody truly want to be depressed most of the time? Does anybody truly want to have the thoughts in their mind never stop like an endless carousel that gives no rest? Peace is something very hard to find in this world. Meditation has been used by every tradition on the face of the earth to give people a way of finding peace and then balance, and then compassion. And then, at the end of all of that, a sense of morality, without which human beings simply degenerate into vicious, nasty animals. So that's what I think might be useful about meditation. For myself, I find that the ability that deep at the core of your soul to become relaxed, at the deep of the core of your soul to have compassion for other beings, at the deep of the core of your soul to have a sense of balance, I do not find anything more valuable in this world. So that's why I meditate. And I have to say that this has pretty much been the reason every genuine teacher of meditation I have ever studied with has said why they did it and why everybody before them did it.